Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer you this Wednesday of the octave of Easter. We glorify your name as you come into our heart. We ask as we learn more and more about the Holy Spirit guiding the apostles during the early days of the church, that we recognize the Holy Spirit is still guiding his people and guiding the church. Let us be open to his guidance so that we may serve him as he calls us to serve him, and that we may glorify your name by following the guidance and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is my absolutely favorite Easter reading, and here it is only the third day, or the fourth day actually, in the octave of Easter, and it is my absolute favorite of the Easter readings. It's the story about the journey to Emmaus. Now, as you may or may not know, I did study biblical archaeology at Harvard University, at the Divinity School. Yeah, I only took one class, but hey, what the heck? It's one of those things I can throw in. Yes, I did, in fact, study biblical archaeology at Harvard University. Just as I can say, I worked at the Globe, and I am a writer. I worked at the Boston Globe. I am a writer. I don't necessarily have to tell you I was a janitor at the Boston Globe, but I did work at the Boston Globe, and I am a writer. There you go. So, yes, I did study biblical archaeology at Harvard University. It was one course, but it still counts. So there I go. And there are several, have been several attempts to find out exactly where Emmaus was. And it's one of those things where people will, you know, do diggings and stuff, and they find clues, and they say, here is Emmaus. And then there are others will do diggings, and they'll find clues, and oh, here is Emmaus. And they'll look to see where, if they can find the actual Emmaus. And there was an article several years ago in Biblical Archaeology Review where they found what they actually believe is Emmaus. There were certain, I think, mosaics on the ground that told them that this was the place that they understood to be Emmaus. But do we know exactly where it was? No, we don't. We have several candidates for where that may be. All we know, it was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. But if you look at the reading, which you'll find in the 24th chapter of Luke 13 through 35, it doesn't say in what direction. So you have, if you figure out 7 miles by the compass point, and each point to be each degree to be a compass point, you have exactly 360 to figure out which one of those 7 miles from Jerusalem is in fact Emmaus. So there's been a lot of study to see, and I think right now there are two candidates for Emmaus. But enough of that. What we understand is that these disciples are on their way to Emmaus, and they're completely confused as to what has happened. They don't know that Jesus has resurrected from the dead. They're hearing news about it, but they're taking a walk trying to process this information, trying to understand this information. And then, of course, a visitor who we realize is Jesus comes and starts talking to them. You know, what's going on? What are you talking about? And they're going, well, you know, did you hear about this guy Jesus? And we thought he was going to be the Messiah. And then they killed him on a cross. They executed him on a cross. And now the people are saying he resurrected from the dead. But I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're the only one that didn't know this. I mean, everyone's talking about it. And then Jesus explains the scriptures. Of course, they still don't know it's Jesus, and explains the scriptures and tells them this is what's been going on. And you know, always when you're thinking of the Bible story, always when you're reflecting on it, always go back and kind of put yourself into the story. What would Jesus' face look like? Remember, I'm a writer, so I kind of think along those lines. What would Jesus' face look like? You know, think of him explaining that in a smiling way, you know, oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, didn't you know, in a very smiling, yeah, let me tell you this, comforting them, but doing it with a smile. You ever meet those people that just, they're just exuberant with joy, and you always like being in their presence? So you can imagine Jesus was like that. Not like, what's that urban legend of the vanishing stranger? They used to say that used to happen all the way down the Cape all the time. No, it's an urban legend. So not like the urban legend of the vanishing stranger, but that, you know, oh, really? Well, let me tell you, and let me read to you the scriptures, and let me tell you what that is, and how that works, and let me tell you that whole story. And And they finally started to get an idea that all of this that appeared that God had, that Jesus, actually put it this way, had Jesus had what do you call it, had fooled them that he was the Messiah, that actually these were all signs that he did, and all signs, even his death on the cross, that in fact he was the Messiah and is the Messiah. So that stranger comes and explains to them all this. And then finally, when they arrive to the place where they were going anyway, the stranger, they invite this to, come on for dinner, come on by, why don't you come for dinner, we'll have dinner now. And he was going to keep on going, just like when he was walking across water. And all of a sudden, he breaks the bread, and they recognize that this is Jesus, and then he vanishes in front of them. Then you have the vanishing stranger. But then he vanishes, in front of them, and they realize, weren't our hearts burning within us when he was talking? Weren't our hearts, wasn't mine, it was our heart. So they recognized that they were in the presence of Jesus, who explained to them all these realities, that God was in charge all along. It's literally one of my favorite stories. I'm going to talk more about this in another story on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Hey, and don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Feel free to give us feedback, give us some ideas. Don't forget to check on, as you just heard, Input for Homily, and tell us what you think about the readings for this coming weekend. This is one of those times in the year where the readings are the same each year. So we're going to hear about Doubting Thomas. And I have always preached every year that I never considered Thomas to be doubting. I consider him to be angry. Oh, yeah? Well, Jesus was supposed to do a lot more for us than just die on the cross. So I'm going to tell you what. You can tell me all day long that you saw Jesus just show up and you saw Jesus just say, hi, here I am. But you know what? I ain't going to believe him until I put my fingers in his hands and my hand in his side. That's when I'm going to believe him. And that's my take on Thomas. But anyway, you can, send your own input at I forgot the website here. Catholic Audio Media. How many times do I say the website in a week? CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I was in San Diego as a sailor. You might have heard the story before. I'm not sure. And there was a man who was he's just losing his balance or something. He's walking and he's, hey, get out of my way. Get out of my way. And he walks down the street. And a few minutes later, this guy walks up to me and he says, first this guy asked me if I had a couple bucks, and I think I gave him a couple bucks. And this guy walks up to me and he says, you don't by any chance have a cigarette, do you? He had a cigarette if I had a match, and somehow I had a match. And I lit a cigarette, and he says, yeah, these cigarettes, I'm addicted to the stuff, I can't stop. And I was back into the church at that time, is very evangelical, and I said, did you ever think of prayer? Oh, no. No, not me. I can't pray. And I said, well, why not? God will never forgive me for what I have done. I said, no, it doesn't work that way. Well, tell me what happened. And he gave me the story about he, a long time ago, had a boss that he absolutely despised. And one day he went out, this is why you should never do this stuff. One day he went out to one of those little witchcraft stores or something and bought a kit to put a curse on his boss. He says it had the candles, the pentagram on the floor, the whole bit. He says, I did the whole thing. And the following day, his boss died of a heart attack. He has never forgiven himself for this when I had seen him. But he says, look, can you do me a favor? The guy who walked by who was kind of losing his balance, that's Willie. And he says, Willie used to be an NFL football player. And apparently he murdered someone or something like that. Ended up in prison. After he got out of prison, he ended up on the street. He's a hopeless alcoholic. He drinks. And a matter of fact, if he stops drinking, it's going to kill him. That's how bad he's got it. And he lives on the street. Could you do me a favor? Could you, since you're a person of prayer, this is all a true story, would you go over and pray for Willie? So we went over and prayed for Willie. The two of us, he's sleeping in a box, and we're in a parking lot in San Diego, and we're kneeling down next to him. We're praying with him, and this guy starts praying with him, and he starts to, Willie, you know, God really loves you, and God this, and he starts quoting scripture. I'm thinking, for a guy who feels like he can't be forgiven, that's, he's got the scripture down pretty good. And he says, you know, the Bible says this, and it says this, and he says this. And he goes, and finally he says, and I don't know where these quotes are coming from, but they're there, these quotes, and I'm saying these things. And as I remember, he was pretty accurate. And I'm saying these things, and I don't know what this means, Willie, but this means something. So please, please believe, and please know. And he keeps going. Words, I can't remember the exact words, but things like that. So anyway, then he stands up and he goes, what's going on? I don't know where these words are coming from. And I said, I don't know, but maybe that's God's way of saying to you that actually you can be forgiven. And he says, really? I says, yeah, I mean, God forgives all sins. And he was so excited. And then he walked off, or actually ran off very joyfully. And I never saw him again, so I have no idea. And of course, when you have an incident like that, the first thing, this may sound unholy, but it's true. The first thing you do, you check to make sure you still have your wallet, because, you know, the whole thing could have been a scam, but I still had my wallet. And that's one of the things that happened. And it reminds me of that whole thing with Jesus there, where he turns around and he says, believe. Have a blessed day. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.